So today I'm going to share a message which is related to the next few years.
那我今天讲一个信息呢，是关乎我们接下来几年我们人生的道路。
So listen carefully.
所以要好好听了。
Of course, every Sunday you should listen carefully.
那当然，每周呢你都应该好好听。
So when we come here, Lord is very pleased.
那我们来到这里的时候呢，神是非常喜悦我们的。
Do you believe the Lord is very pleased?
你相信神是喜悦我们的吗
？So why is he pleased?
那为什么他喜悦我们呢？
You know, I know something about the Father and Son.
那我知道关于儿子跟天父。
When I tell my parents that I'm going back to China to visit you in the next 6 months.
那当我跟我的父母说，哦，接下来六个月以内呢，我会回去看望你们。
My dad and mom were so happy, and they started preparing everything.
那我的爸妈那么高兴，他就已经提前开始预备了。
Because it's a loving relationship.
因为我们有一个爱的关系。
So our heavenly Father is the same.
那我们天父也是这样子。
When the children come before him,
当孩子来到他的面前，
he's very pleased.
他就很喜悦。
No matter for what kind of reasons.
不管是因为什么样的原因你来。
So especially if you want to come to see him.
特别是呢，你想要来寻求他的面的时候
，Not just asking for money
啊，不仅仅是找他要钱。
You see, as simple as that
啊，就这么简单。
We just simply come to see him，
我们就来到他的面前，他就很开心了。
Do you believe so？
你相信吗
？Yeah. So sometimes we come to the church. Well, today maybe there's no special things, you know.
那有时候我们来教会觉得，哎呀，好像没有什么特别的。
Should I come or shouldn't I come?
那我要来还是不来呢
？But actually, when you simply come to see, meet your dad in heaven, meet the brothers sisters, your dad is very pleased.
那当你只是单纯的来看望你的天父，跟看望身边的弟兄姐妹的时候呢，天父就已经很喜悦了。
You know, I remember there was the last time when I saw my father.He was very sick. My brother said you should come.
那我上一次回国看我父亲的时候呢，就是他病得很重，然后我的哥哥跟我说你应该回去。
Because usually my brother would say it's okay because he didn't want me to make a hassle for me to make such a long trip. Usually after things happen, says, oh yeah, dad was in the hospital, but it's all gone. Usually he says that because he didn't want to.
那通常呢，他都会事后跟我说啊，没事没事的，因为他不想让我就这么麻烦，买一张机票飞回去。那这
At that time he said you should come back.
可是那
I said, no, now I know if my brother said this, I need to fly back.
那这一次呢，他就说，哎，你要回来了。当我哥哥这么说的时候，我就马上回去。
So second day I bought a ticket and fly back.
那第二天呢，我就买了机票就回去了。
All our four siblings fly back.
那我们四个弟兄姐妹都回去看望他。
And all of us come back without our spouses.
那我们所有人回去呢都没有带配偶回去。
That was after many many years. We did that. Four people, four siblings can come together without spouses.
那是很多年，这就是第一次，就是我们四个弟兄姐妹回去看望他，然后但是都没有带配偶。
And what happened was my dad just miraculously just recovered. He didn't need any medicine or nothing.
但是很奇怪，就是我的父亲呢，就突然之间神迹般的好起来了，也没有吃什么药。
And many people said because he's so happy because four of you are here.
那很多人说，就是因为他太开心了，看到四个孩子都回来。
And I believe the Lord is appointed.Time for all of us to gather before the Father.
那我觉得呢，这是一个天父给我们的时刻，就是让我们四个孩子呢都可以回到父亲面前。
So we, you know, we eat our favorite food and together with Dad, and we talk about our childhood. We play and fight, do all kinds of silly things.
那我们就是在一起吃饭，然后我们一起讨论我们小时候就是做的一些坏事，一起打架，一起玩的事情。
And amazing thing is that about 2 weeks, four of us, all Christians, we were able to pray together every night.
那呢就是我们四个人呢，基督徒，我们可以 一起的每天的祷告那两个星期。
It never happened before.
那这个也是以前没有做，曾经是没有发生过的事情。
So you see, that's a wonderful moment when we got before the Father, all of us, and the Father was so happy.
那这就是一个非常奇妙的时刻，让我们就是跟我们的父亲在一起。
Heavenly Father is so happy.
那我们的天父呢？他也很喜悦我们。
You know, when the Father is so happy, what is he going to do?
那当天父喜悦我们的时候，他会做什么呢？
I don't know what you are going to do. If my son pleases me, you know what I'm usually doing.
我不知道你们做什么，但是通常呢，如果我儿子让我感觉很满意的时候呢，我就会。
I just take out my pocket, whatever money there. give him some.
那我一般我就拿我的钱包，看我有多少钱，我就给他一些。
So later on, Susan said, "Why your money is always disappearing?"
那我老婆就说：“哎，为什么我的钱包老是少一些钱呢？”
Okay, anyways, you know, the Father is so pleased when we come before Him. He also is going to reward us. That's Bible says.
那呢，神的天父呢，就是喜悦我们。那圣经也讲了，神也会奖赏我们。
He's also going to tell us the things on His heart.
他也会把他心上的事情告诉我们。
Now, Heavenly Father is going to tell us things about the future, many things.
那天父呢也会告诉我们一些关于未来的事情。
My physical father, he does not know the future, but our heavenly father knows.
那我呢，神圣的父呢，并不知道未来会发生什么，可是天父知道。
So when we gather together, the Lord is going to reveal His heart to us.
那当我们聚集在一起的时候呢，天父呢就会把他的心意向我们来显明。
Any important things concerning about you, your life, your family, church?
关于就是他会向你来显明关于任何一些关于对你、对教会、对你身边的家庭、家人的一些重要的事情。
Today I'm going to show a video about how faithfulness is related to the next few years.
那我今天就分享一个就是一个末世的信息，一个就是先知发的一个预言，关于。未来几年会发生的事情。
So regarding prophets, I want to ask you a question. How do you discern who's the true prophet or false prophet?
那关乎先知呢，我有问题，就是你怎么分辨呢？哪一些是真的先知，哪一些是假先知
？Okay, I'll ask. We can interact. So what is the criteria for a true prophet?
那作为一个真正的先知，他所要有的特质是什么？
One thing might be quoting biblical verses, like referring to the Bible.
Wonderful, you got it. First criteria is not that it's going to come out. Many people say, oh, the first criteria
is that it's going to come out. What's your phone
number?
I forgot you. I'll just take a photo. That's why I started. Right, good idea.
It is what
I'm going
to say.
那同样说呢，这是第一个重要的就是因素，就是他讲的是不是合乎圣经，是跟圣经有关。那牧师讲的就是说这是对的，因为呢，通常人认为呢，第一个重要的是他讲的是不是真的会发生，但那个并不是重要，而是他讲的是不是圣经上的话。
So in Deuteronomy chapter 13 said very clearly, if a prophet and have dreams, visions, even if it comes to pass, if.He leads people away from the God's ways. He's supposed to be stoned to death.
那在这个《生命记》十三章呢，就有讲到，一个先知即使呢他发的预言都是对的，都是发生了，但是呢他把人呢一带离开神的话呢，他讲的这些，他就是一个假先知，他要被石头打死。
You see, it's not about if it comes true or not.
所以呢，就是鉴别一个真先知，并不是说他讲的预言是不是真的发生了。
Because the spiritual world, which is somehow transcends the time.
因为呢，这个灵界的事情发生的时候呢，是超越这个时间的，超越地点。
So there are spirits from God, there are spirits from Satan.
那呢，有来自神的灵，也来自撒旦的灵。
However, for a true prophet, still, if the word come to pass, is still important.
那当然，作为一个先知呢，他说的话是否会应验呢？那也是一个很重要的事情。
If the words never come to pass, of course, he's not a true prophet.
那如果他说的所有的都从来没发生过，那当然他是个假先知。
However, Bible also said God could change His plans if His people respond, repent in the right way. He will change His plans, especially for judgment.
那呢，圣经上也讲了，如果人呢悔改，就是从他的罪中悔改过来的话，神呢会改变他的原先的计划。
So some prophets prophesied something, but the church responded. And then things didn't happen, you cannot call him a false prophet.
那如果一个先知呢发了一些预言，但是这个教会呢悔改了，那神呢就改变了这个计划，所以这个事情没有发生，就不代表这个先知是一个假先知。
Actually, he's really, really a true prophet.
其实呢，他真的是一个真先知。
Just like Jonah in the book of Jonah, you know, he prophesied to Nineveh.And God is going to destroy the whole big city, but Nineveh, the whole people group really repented.
那就像是约拿书里的约拿，他跟尼尼微城说你要灭亡，但是呢，尼尼微呢悔改了，所以这个事情没发生。
So Jonah, as a true prophet, he's not happy with God.
那这约拿作为一个真先知呢，他并不是很高兴神做的这个事情。
Because God made him to be a false prophet.
因为神让他好像成为了一个假先知。
Because what he said didn't happen.
因为他说的没有发生呀。
Of course, he is still a true prophet. But he argues he was really mad at God.
那他当然还是一个真先知，当然他当时也很生气，跟神就是发脾气。
But God said, you know,made something happen, and he said, you know, there are donkeys and, you know, oxen and children here. They don't know the left hand from the right hand. I love them.
那神当然也跟他解释，你看现在有这里这个城里边有这么多牛羊，然后还有这么多左手分不清右手的孩子，他爱他们。
So because God's love, if they repent, God will spare them.
那这是神的爱，当我们悔改的时候呢，神就会赦免我们。
So the prophets sometimes are not happy.
那有时候作为先知，他们可能不太喜欢这样。
Because, you know, sometimes people say, oh, what you say is not true.
因为人会讲说，哎，你发的预言都是假的。
And also, he was an Israelite. He didn't like Ninevites to be blessed.
那当然，约拿他作为一个以色列人，他也不愿意尼尼微被祝福。
Because Nineveh was really, really bad to Israelites. Those people are very, very savage people, you know. They get the captives, they will make a hole here, put the chain there to chain all the captives together.
那因为尼尼微人呢是很野蛮的，对以色列人，他如果抓到俘虏呢，就会在这个锁骨这边打一个洞，然后把他们穿过去，就穿着一群的这些俘虏这样子走。
So Jonah didn't want God to bless them.
所以呢，约拿呢，他不想神来祝福尼尼微。
That also come to another topic. The prophets are sometimes they also have flesh.
那这就是另外一个主题了，就是作为先知呢，他们也有自己的肉体。
Don't always expect this prophet should be perfect like Jesus. No.
你不要觉得啊，先知呢一定会像耶稣一样是完美的。
Very important in the Bible, the focus is.God is not the prophet.
那在圣经里边的这个主题就是重要的，就是呢，神呢不像先知。
Most important is God's word, not the prophet himself.
就是神的话语，而不是先知的话语。
God can use a bad person, he can use a good person.
那神呢，可以用一个好的人，也可以用一个不好的人。
But our culture, Chinese culture, is a little bit different. We have to take that kind of robe away and go into the God's culture.
那我们作为中国人呢，我们的就是文化观念不太一样，跟神的不太一样。有时候我们就是要放下，要学神的这个文化。
Because our Chinese culture, if this person looks very, his morals are very good, I listen to him. If not, I don't listen to him.
因为作为中国人的文化呢，就是如果一个人他的道德水平很高，我们就听他的；如果这个人不太好呢，我们就不听他的。
If somebody suddenly you expose something happened and weakness happened, everybody will, you know, take a distance from him.
那如果一个人呢，他暴露出自己的一些什么软弱呀，很多人就会赶快离他远去。
But the biblical culture is that God can use anybody.
但是呢，在圣经里面的文化呢，就是神可以使用任何一个人。
Of course, he can use. He's willing to choose a more faithful servant.
那当然，他会更愿意选择那个就是信实的仆人。
But sometimes he cannot find that kind of faithful servant. He will choose anybody.
那当他找不到一个信实的仆人时候呢，他可能就选择任何一个人。
So that's why we will not focus on people.
所以呢，我们的焦点不是在人的身上。
So our focus is we need to listen. Is this aligned with God's word?
那我们重要的就是讲的这些事情是不是跟我们圣经是符合的？
And is this from God?
是不是从神而来的？
And this will lead to another criteria.
那这个呢就会让我们就是有另外一个条件关乎这个。
Actually, how do we discern false prophet, true prophet, true message or false message is more dependent on ourselves, our heart.
那呢，怎么样分别一个真先知、假先知，一个真的神的使徒跟神的就信徒，跟最重要的就是我们的这个心。
So if our heart is like our eyes, you know, spiritual eyes.If our eyes are dim, no matter how hard you try to see, you will never see clearly.
那呢，我们的心呢，就是像我们的眼睛。如果我们的眼睛昏暗的时候，不管我们怎么用力的去看，我们看到的都是黑暗，还是黑的，不清楚的。
So you cannot discern who's a true prophet, who's a false prophet.
那我们就没有办法分辨什么是真的先知，谁是假的先知。
Because our eyes are dim.
因为我们的眼睛昏暗。
Now, if our eyes are clear,
那如果我们的眼睛是明亮的
sooner or later we will find out the truth.
那呢，不管是现在或者之后呢，我们都会发现什么是真理。
That spiritual eyes is how do we relate to our God.
那这个真正的属灵的眼睛呢，就是关乎我们怎么样跟天父有这个关系。
So when we see a message or messenger, we don't just take it right away or reject right away.
那我们就是收到一个信息，或者是一个传信息的人呢，我们不是马上接受，或者是马上把他就是拒绝。
Because of the person, you know, he looks rough. You know, he looks rough.
可能觉得哎，这个人看起来很粗鲁。
You know, so he looks like a, you know, a disguised.Mandarin is bad and English is not good.
不，这个人英文英文也讲不好，中文也讲不好。不要听他的。
I still remember there was a time I was preaching to a group of people who has a hurts from marriage, and there's a one lady never listened to me.
那我记得之前呢，我辅导一群人呢，他们都是就是婚姻受伤的，然后里面有一个姐妹呢，从来都不听我的。
Later on, I found out because I look like his ex-husband.
为什么呢？他觉得后来我才发现，他说我长得很像他的前夫。
It is I don't know in Chinese. 所以我一上到讲台上就那个王八蛋。
So every time I stand on the podium, she was look at me and remember.The bastard.
The bastard. That's good translation. So you see, when I stand there, she thought about the bastard.
对，我在那里的话，就想到那个王八蛋。
So she never listened to me.
所以呢，她从来都不听我的。
You see, even in the Chinese culture, if we talk about Chinese culture, we need to talk about Confucius.
那我们如果讲到就是中国的文化呢，我们必须讲到这个孔子的文化。
You know, if you really read Confucius, he is really something.
那如果你真正的读孔子的话呢，他真的是很特别的一个人。
But his teaching was changed along the way, become very, very superficial.
那后来他的就是他的这个讲说呢，后来被人变得好像有一点像那个封建迷信福建
You know, he said about something is really like in the Bible.
他说过一些事情呢，就很像圣经。
He said, 不要以言举人。
不要以言举人，
以言举人，不要因为你一个人的话就把他举起来。
So do not lift someone up by the speech that they make, by the words that they say.
Yeah, 不要以人废言，不要因着这个人不好呢，把他的话也废掉。
So do not despise someone because something that they say. Do not.
Do not despise his word if the person.
Oh, do not despise the person's words. If the person seems like, you know, undeserving.
Yes, you see, 不要以言举人，不要以人废言，这是孔子讲。
So that's what it was said by the Confucius.
Now this is very close to the Bible.
其实这个跟圣经很像。
It's not about the person.
并不是在乎这个人。
What message he's carrying?
他讲话。
So if you look at the Bible, what do you think Moses did really good? Anything really good you think Moses did?
那如果你读圣经的话，那摩西到底做了什么好事？他到底做了什么事情特别的好事？
What did David really did?
那大卫做了什么特别的事情？
You couldn't think about any wonderful good things like which use our moral standard, if you measure them, they didn't know much.
那如果你用我们现代人的这个道德标准来就是衡量他们，他们好像也没有做一些特别就是好的事情。
God used them.
但是神使用他们。
And of course, God made them faithful.
那当然，神呢让他们就是成为就是非常信实的人。
So we summarize. I think this is important. When we discern who's a true prophet, false prophet, first.If his word lead us to God, to the Bible.
那呢，来总结一下，到底怎么样分辨一个真先知呢？就是第一，就是他说的话呢，是不是把我们带回圣经，带回神面前
？Second, of course, his word should come to be true.
那第二呢，当然就是他说的话呢，应该呢就是会发生。
And also,come to be true does not mean every time the things will happen.God might change the plan if the people repent.
那当然不是每一件事情都可能发生，因为如果神呢，因为我们悔改的心改变他的计划也是有可能的。
However, some of the things will happen.
但是
which is written in the Revelation, like Daniel and Matthew chapter 24.
那呢，当然一些事情是一定会发生的，比方说就是那个创世不是不是那个启示录所讲的，还有呢但以理的一些预言，还有就是马太福音二十四章讲的。
那the third is really not the character of the messenger.
那另外就是呢，并不是这个传达信息这个人的品格。
But we need to have a right heart.
但是呢，我们需要一个就是一个正确的一个心态心。
So that's why Bible said, we should not despise the words of prophets.
所以呢，圣经上说呢，不要藐视先知所说的话。
However, in everything we should discern.
但是呢，我们凡事呢都要来验证。
查验。So by saying all this, there is a prophecy I want to share with you. I think it's related to everybody's life.
那呢，现在我要分享一个关乎就是每个人有关的一个预言。
This prophet, and he shared this message in March 14th.
那这个先知呢，他是三月十四号发的预言。
And he talked about Trump.Is going to be assassinated. There's an attempt on his life.
那他当时就预言，就是川普呢会有人试着谋杀他。
And he also saw in the vision that Trump is going to be elected.
那他在也看到呢，就是川普呢会被选成下一任的总统。
And when the Trump is elected, some big things are going to happen.
那当这个川普上台之后呢，一些大事要发生。
So somebody sent this to me, and then after the attempted assassination happened to Trump, I shared this a little bit in the church.
那当有人分享给我以后呢，就是川普当然就是遇刺了。那我当时有对大家分享一些。
But I think I just prayed and I feel I need to share again.
那我就是祷告，我觉得我还是要再分享一下。
So that everyone need to be prepared for the things are going, which are going to happen.
那我们就是要预备，就是将来要发生的事情。
Again, if you go to YouTube, now people talk a lot about this guy as a false prophet, true prophet.
那如果你去 YouTube 上呢，油管上看呢，就会有很多人就讨论这个人所说的话。有人说他是真先知，有些人说他是假先知。
And also, remember, today I have no time to go to this teaching. Even if a true prophet, even if the prophet, sometimes he go to his mind, use his mind.
那我也不想细讲这个，但是有的时候先知呢，确实也会用自己的思考。
Because when a person receives a revelation, there are three stages.
那当一个人呢领受就是异象的时候呢，一般有三个
步骤。First is the receiving part.
那第一呢就是领受的这个步骤。
So the God will download the information to you by visions, dreams, or direct words.
那神呢就是把这些异象啊、异梦啊或者话语呢，就好像下载给你一样。
So this part is given to you.
那呢，神把这个部分给了你。
Second part is the interpretation.
那第二步骤呢，就是你怎么来解释。
Third part is application.
那第三步呢，就是你怎么应用。
So some prophets they are very faithful, very simple. They just say whatever God said, I said to you.
那有一些有一些先知呢，他就很简单，神跟我说什么，我就告诉你。
But there is a problem about listening to prophets.
但是呢，你听怎么听先知呢？有一个问题。
Listen very carefully.
你要听清楚，听清楚。
Because he's a prophet.
因为呢，他是个先知。
Sometimes we think whatever he says is from God.
那有时候我们就觉得，哎，不管他说什么，都一定是从神说的。
That's not true.
但并不是这样。
You know, he went back home and he started fighting with his wife.
啊、
The words he says is not from God.
那如果他回家了，跟他太太吵架的话，那他说的话呢，就不是从神来的。
But fortunately, our Bible recorded what Moses says only very little bit about what he said.
那感谢神，那个圣经里讲摩西到底说了什么呢？只讲了一些非常少的一部分。
And this was recognized by people later on. The prophets, they know it's the word of God.
那后之后的那个先知呢，他们也知道哦，这是神的话。
Now, why this is very important? Because many people, if you watch the YouTube or whatsoever, some prophets they receive accurate message from God, but later on they use their mind.
那很多你比如说你在油管上看的一些就是先知，他们呢确实非常正确的从神那领受了，可是呢之后他们用自己的思考。
First, one thing is that their mind start interpreting da 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 and logically deducting.
那他们自己的思考来思考，哦，他觉得是这样这样，自己来推理。
There will be a problem.
那呢，这就会出问题。
Many people in the history made this mistake.
那很多人在历史上这些人呢，都曾经犯过这个错误。
Even the true prophets.
甚至呢，是真先知也犯过这样的错误。
There are many examples I don't want to mention. Have no time.
那有很多这样的例子，那我没时间分享。
Second, the prophets in the New Testament, it's different from Old Testament. The Holy Spirit live in us. When he lived in us because of the cross of Jesus, we were still sinners.
那呢，但新约的先知跟旧约先知是不一样的，因为在新约里面呢，当圣灵在我们里面。是从我们的罪中，
我们常是罪人的时候，
还是罪人的时候就住到我们里面。
So we are regenerated, but we are not. We are born again, but our minds, everything still need time to be renewed.
那个我们是重生了，可是呢我们的那个思想意念呢还是需要慢慢的来更新重生。
So what happened is there's a person has a gift of prophecy, but sometimes he still is not secure about money. He do the stocks and everything, but is led by money.
那比方说一个人他是有这个先知的恩赐的，可是呢他还是在生命中呢有这个金钱上的问题啊，他可能就会他投资股票啊，这个那个，他就是这个生命是在被金钱带领的。
So, do you hear? Do you get what I'm trying to say?
你知道我在说什么吗？
So then he put the things about how God led him to invest, but maybe that part is from his flesh.
那他可能就会分享，哦，神带领我怎么投资，怎么投资。那可能也许那部分是他肉体带来的。
Do you get it?
你明白吗？
And some people will be stumbled.
那很多人呢就会因此跌倒。
Because what he did about this part, that part he also will also throw away.
因为呢，他就是做这些呢，他其他部分他可能就扔掉了。
So that's why when we listen to this message, so our hearts are very important.
那当我们听这个信息的时候呢，我们的心很重要。
Okay, regarding this prophet, when you see these things, that you need to pray.
那你。
Many people are very interested in this word. Why? Because now he becomes very famous, even translating to Chinese. Even some channels, the social media, which they are not godly social media, use him because they can make money. They translate.
So
you know, he's speaking English, is that right?
那我们就认真听这个人讲的。你知道他现在呢，因为他讲得很准嘛，现在在这个甚至就把它翻译成中文。那很多呢不信神的这些媒体呢，也就是用他的视频，因为呢可以用它来赚钱。
Do you get it?
明白吗
？So we need to our hearts need to be right.
所以呢，我们的心态要摆正。
Okay, anyway, let Arvin, I ask Arvin to just play this part, and then we will listen together. Yeah, when they are preparing, is it coming? Yeah, you start from 8 minutes.
You have New York and
along the way we will stop and explain that in Chinese
about this clip. He said, basically when I was praying a couple weeks ago, he said to me, he said, Brandon, I want you to watch Passover. For when Passover comes, there's going to be an acceleration of things, even more so from what it was from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. He said, but this will be a time of great acceleration. And he said, you'll see acceleration in the financial realm. And he said, you're going to see acceleration in the politics, and you're going to see acceleration in war. And he told me, he said, these things are going to, it's like, it's, he said, oh, for, he said, for my son's return.
那这里呢讲到的是这个 YouTube 呢是3月14号。啊，等你如果看下面的这个日期的话，3月14号。三月十四号呢，他们三个人在座谈的时候呢。
So it was recorded in March 14th. So when they were talking.
在座谈的时候呢，就是这个光头的这个先知呢，他就讲他看到的异象。
So this bald guy was sharing about the things that he saw.
他们这次座谈会主要关于要讲关于四月份五月份美国的那个日全食有什么属灵的意义。
So at the time they were sitting together to talk about the solar eclipse that was happening in April and May.
但是呢，这个Brandon 他就分享他看到的异象。
So this guy Brandon, he was sharing about the thing that he saw in the vision.
他讲的异象跟这个日全食都没有任何的关系。
So the thing that he shared has nothing to do with the solar eclipse.
他刚才讲的那一段呢，就是说他看到从这个 Passover 就是逾越节开始呢，到秋的这个秋天的 Rosh Hashanah 是犹太人的新年，这个期间呢，会有很多的加速的事情发生，在经济、政治和战争三个方面。
So he was sharing that between now the Passover till the Rosh Hashanah, so things will accelerate in money, sorry, in finance, in war,
politics,
yeah,
and 战争
and war, warfare.
那继续。
Turn is imminent, and he told me that he said,
"主耶稣的来临是
非常重要的。This time of Passover happened, there would be such a great is."Almost. Oh, and he told me about weather. And he told me, he said there'll be great temperature rising in Chicago through New York and some of the other areas up east. And he said there'll be record-breaking temperatures during this time frame. And he warned me about storms, long-track tornadoes, and for the body of Christ to take their authority over these storms, because there would be these tornadoes, they'll be the largest tornadoes we've ever seen in history, potentially, being long-track tornadoes. And then he said microburst. He's talking about 150 mile per hour winds would come out of these microbursts, and he was talking about taking authority over that and praying over that. But I just saw a great acceleration of things from even from Passover to Rosh Hashanah going into the fall, and that there would be through the United States. And then I saw, as I've seen, I saw you, Pastor Steve.
Okay,
the Lord said he was opening up May.
那这里呢，他就讲到，就是从这段期间呢，就讲到这个，美国的气候上的巨大变化，在芝加哥、纽约或者东部呢，有很大的热浪，还会看到很多的这个涌动卷风啊，时速150个英里每小时的这种风速，从来没有见过的，就讲到一些自然现象，他又下面就讲这个牧师，他看到关于这个牧师的一些继续分享，
Major doors for you, more than what you realize, and that you are called more into the political arena than whatever you expected. That this would be a season of great promotion with open doors, and that you would go and you would start speaking at churches, and you would have an anointing on you like the old patriots.
You said you saw me as an old guy.
Yeah, but it was not necessarily an old guy. It was like in a mantle of telling people in these old churches, like trying to reform America again, bringing back America. Because the Lord told me, he said, I am not done with America. Amen. He said, there's going to be a new wave of patriotism coming out. And that's whenever I saw Trump, and I saw a red wave coming out of Michigan. And then I saw Oklahoma, and there was embers of people, and they were all on these, they had torches all throughout Oklahoma, and they were raising up these torches that looked like fire, and they were bringing forth a new patriotism upon the nation, and it was coming, it was being birthed, and it just kept spreading like fire all throughout America, all throughout, and I saw Trump rising up, and then I saw an attempt on his life.
他这里讲了呢，关于那个牧师呢，就是将来会进入政界，我就不去讲这一段。他是看到呢，就是说，美国开始一个红色的一个运动，就是，这个叫什么？红色代表这个共和党，对吧？红色运动就是说就会起来，从这个，芝加哥，从奥克拉巴豪马那边就是起来，就是这个爱国主义运动，继续一下。
That this bullet flew by his ear, and it came so close. close to his head that it busted his drum eardrum. And I saw he fell to his knees during this time frame, and he started worshiping the Lord. He got radically born again during this time frame. I'm talking, people say he's saved now, but he becomes really on fire for Jesus, for what I saw coming. And then I saw people interceding when I saw him winning the presidency through great, the Lord showed me it would go clear into the summer. Great persecution would come on him through the judges and through the law and all these people trying to sue him and all this stuff. But there would be a stop to it, and there things would start to break.
就是这里呢特别讲到就是他看到有一个刺杀川普的行动，他讲到自当从耳旁飞过，当然他讲到就是耳膜好像被震破了一样，但是这次他一线里面看到的，有的人就说他不准确，但是这个不是最主要的目的，因为他当时一线看到的就是这样，就说下面呢他就讲到的这个由从法律界来的对 川普的这个极大的一个persecution，就是一个逼迫，但是呢，终止，他会终止，但是他就被选上了。好，行，继续，先继续，对。那下面这个是重点。
And then I saw him winning the election through the patriots coming out and voting, and then there will be a great economy crash. I saw they had a great economy plan, a crash, worse than the Great Depression. And the Lord warned me about this. It would be a great dark time. But I saw paddles coming upon America's soil, like a shocking of the soil. And I saw Donald Trump praying in the office of the Oval Office. And he was weeping before the Lord with his hands on his head like this, but he was weeping. And there was ministers and people. I don't know if they were senators or congresspeople or whatever. I just saw them pacing him back and forth inside of the White House, the White House, but it's the Oval Office, and they were interceding all inside there, and I could feel the presence of the Lord so strong on this, and then I could see that darkness that was the heaviness upon America with the financial crisis of what I saw coming. It started to lift above the trees, and I saw the blue and the things coming back out, and the green times and the good times coming back again. But the Lord said it would be forth a time of a season of a shaking, and it would be a shakening to awaken. And in this, he was not done with America. There would be a great revival come, and it's not all doom and gloom. That's what he said. The sky's not falling. There's a time of, it's like people would say, this is judgment. And the Lord said, do not call it judgment. It's not my judgment. It's a correction. There's a correction coming.
I want to ground it in the word of God. The timing of what Brandon just said is...
就是后面这一段呢, 他特别讲的, 川普一上台呢, 就是说, 这个经济就彻底的垮掉, 美国的经济就会彻底的垮, 这个垮呢, 会垮到跟这个, 大萧条的时候，大萧条是1929年，就那个比那个时候更糟糕，就是说是他看到异象，就是天上的那个 paddles， 就是那个好像雨啊就下了以后，但是呢这时候就说，川普呢在椭圆形办公室里面跟他的幕僚还有一些可能一些属灵的人一起拼命祷告，那最后呢经济会重新走下，但是他说是一个非常黑暗的时期。 非常非常黑暗的时期，那就是说这个时期，他在另外的意象里面呢看到，就是说，这个美国的这个经济呢，消息好像一个飞机呢就坠毁了，坠毁了以后呢，川普要把它收拾起来，收拾起来呢，能用作，但是永远跟以前就不再一样。当然还有另外一些，也有另外的先知的一些东西。So
Brandon also saw in a different vision that where he saw American economy crash just like a plane crashed, and Trump was supposed to put the plane back together. Even if he did put it together, the American economy will never be as good as before.
当然我们加拿大人来说呢，就是说，大家有一个人讲得很好，他说美国好的时候，不是说所有的国家都好。
So for Canadian, so one person said this before. So when America is prosperous, doesn't mean everyone else is prosperous.
但是呢，如果美国坏的时候呢，所有国家都会坏。
However, if the U.S. is doing badly, every other nations will also doing badly, will be also doing very badly.
那第一个受影响的国家呢，是哪个国家？
So who is the first nation that will be affected?
就是加拿大。
That will be Canada.
那所以呢，我觉得呢，就是说，神要我来讲这个呢，就是说很实际的。大家要来回应呢，要来预备我。
So I feel that God wants me to talk about this. So it's a very practical thing for us to respond to the message.
因为这些事情在地上面，我们怎么样在这个苦难或者这些震动里面来能够走过呢？这跟我们属灵的生命是完全是融为一体的。
So how do we overcome all these traumas, like troubles in life?It has to do with our maturity in our spiritual life.
那不管这个信息将来这四年里面发生什么事情，是坏它准确不准确呢？假先知不是我，是他。
So no matter what's gonna happen in the next 4 years, okay, whether good or bad, he will be the false prophet or the true prophet, not me.
所以呢，如果是这个先知的信息呢，也是他
So if he's a true prophet, true message from God, so it will be his credit to him.
如果是假的，也是他。
So if it's a false message, it will be credit to him as well.
所以我还是这个教会的牧师，你们继续来一起敬拜。
So I am still the pastor of this church.
Okay,
continue to worship.
That's just joking.
就是开玩笑。
但是我们怎么样来回应呢
？So how do we respond?
那我相信呢，他这一连串的异象是在一个异象里面，他的态度啊，包括他自己讲这些异象，在提他都是要把人带向神的。
So I believe he saw this vision in like in one setting, and then I believe all his vision that he said and he shared is all leading people back to Christ.
所以我认为呢。就是说神要这些信息是要我们来做好预备。
So in my opinions, God wants us to be prepared in this message.
下面这四年里面呢，事情会发生。
So in the next 4 years, things will happen.
那我们怎么回应呢
？How do we respond to that?
那我们就缩短一点，我们怎么样集中在我们一些重要的事情上
？So I will just summarize in some of the most important aspects.
那我们翻到这个启示录。
So we turn to Revelation.
启示录的这个第七章第三节。
Chapter 7, verse 3.
那启示录呢，讲到就是说，将来的事情呢很糟糕，地上的罪恶很多呢，神就开始要倾倒下他的愤怒了。
So Revelation talks about the things that are going to happen when God gonna pour down His wrath on people.
但是呢，神会。在这个倾倒下他的愤怒之前呢，神会做一些事情。
Before God coming to pour down His anger on people, He will do something.
大家要注意。
You have to pay attention.
启示录第七章第三节。
So, Revelation chapter 7, verse 3.
这里讲到呢，一个天使呢就会，第二节吧。我又看见另一位天使从日出之地上来，拿着永生神的令。他就像那得着权柄能伤害地和海的四位天子，大声喊着说：“地与海并树木，你们不可伤害。等我们应了我们神众仆人的恶。”
So we'll start at verse 2. Then I saw another angel coming up from the east, having the seal of the living God. He called out in a loud voice to the four angels who have been given power to harm the land and the sea: Do not harm the land or the sea or the trees until we put a seal on the foreheads of the servants of our God.
那其实我相信呢，就是说 Brandon 讲的，并不是启示录讲的这个。
So I believe what Brandon has shared is not about what is in the Revelation.
但是呢，这是一些前奏。
But it's some, you know, like premises before what is going to happen.
那启示录里面的事情什么时候发生呢？也可能很快，也可能需要一段时间。
So when the things gonna happen in Revelation, might be soon, might be later.
因为有时候我们觉得可能这些事情发生的会很长很长很远的时间。
Sometimes we assume the things that will happen in a like a distant future.
那其实很可能很快。
But actually, it might be like very soon, like very near future.
你知道，在去年还是前年的冬天呢，有一个报道让我非常非常的吃惊。
I remember last year, the winter last year or the year before.
大家知道在
So there was a message, a news on a message. It shocked me.
你知道，在这个北极圈里面有个地方叫做格陵兰，叫 Greenland.
So Greenland in the Arctic Circle.
因为那个地方是从来不会下雨的，只下雪。
So in that area, it never rains. It only snows.
但是呢，那年冬天，那年就是开始下雨了。
But that winter is rained in Greenland.
那这个东西对我来说非常的震惊。
So it shocked me.
大家明白是什么意思吗？就是说，地球上的气候永远不再一样。
You understand what I'm saying? What I'm trying to tell you is that the climate in our world is not the same as before.
那么从属灵的角度讲呢，就是启示录里面讲的这些神差派天使呢，因着人的罪恶呢，他要来这个有好多的灾会降在地上。
So put it in a spiritual form is that like the angels is going to you know put the seal on people before this thing's gonna happen.
就是神要让这个天使呢，就是把灾害要降在地上。
God is going to use the angels to pour down disasters on earth.
但是呢，第三节特别的讲到呢，就是说，神要做一件特别的事情。
But here, verse 3, it says something that God is going to do.
他说：“地狱、海并、树木，你们不可伤害，等我们应了我们神仆人的恶。”
So do not harm the land or the sea or the trees until we put the seal on the foreheads of the.
什么意思呢？就说这些等等等等等等。因为有一群人呢，我要保护他。
So what does it mean is that oh we have to hold it because there are people on earth I have to protect.
那这个意象呢，我觉着不管是什么时候发生呢，这个原则是可以适用在每一个阶段的。
So no matter when the vision is gonna come to pass.I believe the principle still applies in every situation.
那不光是启示录里面这里讲的是气应气候，这个事情发生，还是就是这个美国的这样一个经济crash， 就是说这个原则是可以用的，就是神，他首先要来保护这群他要保护的人。
So whether the things going to happen in the revelation about the seven seals and the seven trumpets, or the things that Brandon has just shared about the end times, I believe the principles still apply. God is going to protect those who he will put a seal on, you know, those who he's going to protect.
因为神的心意是要救所有的人，救任何一个人。
So it's God's heart to save everyone, you know, to give salvation for everyone.
圣经里面也讲，就是说他呢是，现在这些事情延迟呢，不是当眼，而是呢，他要让人能够悔改，有机会悔改。
So the Bible also says these things have not happened yet because God is mercy for us to repent.
但是呢，我们知道好多人是不悔改的。
But we know most people will not repent.
那就是悔改是什么意思呢？就是改变他的思想，他知道神爱他，神现在要借着耶稣来拯救他，就是这么简单。
So what is repentance? Is that when a person knows that God loves him, and then he will just turn around and then receive the salvation from God. That's it. So it's simple as that.
那我们就进入了神的保护里。
And then now we enter into the protection of our Lord.
神并不是要喜欢把这个世界摧毁，而是因着人的罪呢。它导致必然会导致这样的后果。
God is not taking pleasure in destroying people, but it is our sin that leads us to this point.
格陵兰地上面下雨这件事情是谁做的
？So who made it rain in Greenland?
你知道，科学家几十年一直在警告人，地球的温度如果上升超过2.几度呢，就不会再回去了。
So the scientists have warned people over the decades if the temperature continue to rise for just 2 or 3 Celsius, the climate will never be the same again.
但是人是不听的，政治家是不听的。
But people do not listen. The politicians do not listen.
所以呢，你种瓜得瓜，种豆得豆。
So you reap what you sow.
但是呢，神的心意是要保护任何一个人。
But it's God's heart to protect everyone.
但是呢，他也知道好多人是不受保护的。
But he also knew that a lot of people do not want his protection.
但是呢，他知道他拣选的、愿意受保护的那些人，他一定要保护。
But he knows those who choose to be protected by him, he will protect.
这里讲到特别讲了，他要把一个印放在他们的额上，就是做一个记号。
So here he says he's gonna put a seal on people's forehead, meaning that he will make a mark on you.
那记号是什么呢？就是天使当见灾的时候，天使看到这个记号，就像逾越节的时候看到以色列人门框上的血的时候呢，他会越过去。
What does it mean is that when the disasters come, angel will see the mark on your head, the seal on your head, just like in the Passover when the angel saw the blood on the Israelites' doorpost.
什么人可以接受这个印呢？
So who can receive the seal?
这里讲到呢。Servant of our God.
So 这里讲到的就是呢，神仆人的神的仆人。
那我要问问这个神仆人，你给我回答一下，神的仆人是什么意思
？So what does it mean to be the servant of God?
是不是只是牧师
？Is it just the pastors?
那倒是我一个人受保护，你们都没受保护，那也很可怜，我也没人帮我。
So if I am the only one that been protected, I will be, you know, in a
pretty miserable.
Yeah, pretty miserable because no one gonna help me, right?
Okay, let's interact before you go to sleep.
房子里面不睡觉。
What is the definition for servant of God?
那这个仆人，神的仆人，这个定义怎么定义的呢？
大家放放呀，好吧，不准确没关系。
Yeah, you can
激发大家思考。
Yeah, you can raise your voice.
敬畏神的人就是神的。
Okay, so one fear God.
是是，与神同工的。
And serve God. Okay, work with God. Okay, good.
Okay.
还有谁？
Humility.
Humility, humble.
No matter what you do, you should be humble.
Okay.
谦卑。
所以做的都是。谦卑，
被神爱的人。
OK, loved by God.
Loved by God.
Loved by God. OK. 还有什么？
等候神的人
，wait on the Lord.
Like the waiters.
OK. 大家讲的，大家讲的都很好。
大家it's good. Like.
但是呢，我要给大家一个比较准确的定义。
But I want to give you a more correct, I mean, like accurate definition.
这个。Servant 呢，在原本里面呢，就是 doulos 呢，就是奴隶，奴隶的那个同一个词，就是从这来，奴隶、奴仆。
So the servant of God is also the root of the word is meaning the slaves.
这里面有两个词呢，一个叫做 servant， 还有一个就是 deacons， 就是在教会翻译成叫做 deacon， 就是你在这里做服侍，比如说他把这个 set up， 这叫服侍。但是呢，那个 servant 就是 doulos， 就是奴隶。
So there's two words, deacons and doulos. So the deacons are the one that, you know, like doing things in the church, like setting up things. And then there's another word like slaves. So the
这里讲的是那个是 doulos， 就是奴隶。
So it means the doulos, the slaves of God.
但是讲到这个奴隶这个词，大家喜欢听不喜欢听
？So do you like this word to be the slaves?
Okay, 大家不喜欢听，为什么不喜欢听？因为我们是在这样一个文化里面。
Why do we not like this word? Because we grew up in this culture.
但是大家要知道，圣经旧约、新约写的时候是在另外一个文化。
So you have to understand when the Bible was written in a different culture back then.
在这个耶稣的时代呢，是罗马这个希腊文化里面，他们有奴隶制度。
So the Bible was written during Jesus' time when the Romans rule over, and they do have slaveries.
或者更早的时间，亚伯拉罕的时候也是有奴隶制度。
So even back to the time when Abraham like left, they also have slaveries, right?
在这个耶稣的时代呢，他有一个两种人，一种叫做奴隶，一种叫做自由人。
So during Jesus' time, they are slaves and also free men.
那奴隶是什么呢？就说你把你自己卖给那个富人家了，一切都由他来负责。
So as a slave, you've been sold into a rich person's house. So he is going to be responsible for everything that you do.
但是呢，你也没有什么权利，他可以任意打你、骂你，任意让你做什么都可以。
So as a slave, you do not have any rights. So he can do anything to you, like bad or good.
甚至可以把你杀掉，他也不当罪。
So even if he kills you, still he will be innocent of your bloodshed.
那当然，大家就说，我就做 free man， 对不对？自由人多好。
But everyone will say, okay, I want to be a free man, 自由人。
但是，弟兄姐妹，这个现在我们觉得自由的人很好，那个时候自由人啊，不一定好。
So even nowadays we assume that being a free man is good. Maybe at that time during their culture.It might not be so good to be a free man.
那时候的自由人啊，有可能你就是一个无家可归的人。
So at that time, if you are free man, probably means you are homeless.
你没有土地。
So you don't have a land.
你明白？好多东西都没有。
So you don't have anything.
也有可能你有。
Maybe you do have it.
你明白这个意思？所以呢，好多人他还是希望在一个人的家里面做奴隶。
So a lot of people at that time they rather to be with someone in someone else's household.、Like、
但是他做奴隶呢，你如果在一个好人家做奴隶 ，you are very lucky.
If you become a good, I mean a slave of a good household, you are very lucky.
但是你如果是一个坏人家做奴隶呢 ，you are very unlucky.
However, if you are being a slave to a very bad owner, then you are very unlucky.
明白，大家明白。
Do you understand?
所以圣经上讲呢，我们是基督徒呢，是原来做罪的奴隶，很坏。这个主人撒旦把我们奴役了，很坏。这个主人对我们很坏。
So in the Bible it says we used to be the slave of sin. So sin is a very bad owner.
那耶稣就把我们就释放出来，我们就做了自由人了。
And God, so Jesus saved us and released us, and we become a free person.
但是呢，后来又说我们做了义的奴仆。
And then later on, he says we become slave to righteousness.
我们成了神主耶稣的仆人。
We become the slave of our Jesus Christ.
那这个仆人你要知道呢，当我们成为义的仆人，你就把权力又交给谁了？交给主耶稣了。
So when we become a servant of God, what do we do with our rights? We give our rights back to the Christ.
事实上呢，这种语言呢，其实是非常正确的一种世界观。
So actually, it's a very correct worldview. Yes.
那什么意思呢？你觉得世界上真有自由人吗
？So what does it mean? Do you truly believe there is a free man roaming on earth? Is that a true free man?
我跟你讲，世界上是没有自由人的。
I'm telling you, there's no one is free.
你在另外一个体制下你很生气，因为他弄什么东西没有经过你的同意就把你放在监狱里面了，或者你就破产了。
So maybe you are under some kind of constitution. Even if you didn't do anything, people gonna put you in jail and take away all your rights and money.
但在这种体制下，对不对？你就跟银行买了房子，跟银行签了一个月，但是银行说的我随时可以生利息、建利息。完了以后呢，你就觉得你是 free man， 因为你自己 sign in， 活该。
However, under different constitution, for example, we're buying a house, we're under the contract with a bank, and then the bank can fluctuate its interest rate, like go up or go down, and then you assume yourself a free man, and you are actually bounding into different kind of agreements and contracts.
那你是不是真的是自由人呢？
So are you truly a free man?
其实不是自由人。
You are not.
只不过这个体制里面呢，它看起来比较文明一点。
So it's just that under the second constitution, it seems that you is more civilized.
它让你呢自己进套。
So he makes you think, you know, like he made the trap for you to, you know, entering into.
你进到里面，他说是你进来的呀，不是我让你进来的呀。
So when you actually go into the trap, and then he will tell you, oh, you entered it by yourself. I didn't force you.
在那个体制里面呢，他说我为什么很生气？因为你明明就是你把我套进去的。
So in that,
这是区别。
So in the only difference is that in the first constitution, that person like forcefully give you, you know, some kind of contract, you know, like make you into that trap.
明白吗？就是那个体制，我为什么很生气？因为我看到你把那个网子套在我头上。
So, Phil, so under the first constitution, why am I so mad about you? Is that you purposely put the net over me and then trapped me?
那这个体制呢，是你自己装进来的，看你签的字。
The second constitution, then they will say, okay, I didn't trap you. You came in by yourself.
所以呢，整体来讲的话呢，这个世界上没有自由人。
So if you look at the world as a whole, there's actually no free man.
天和地是上帝造的，他就是本来就是主，对吧
？So God has created the heaven and earth. He is the Lord of all.
你能逃脱他的法则吗
？Can you escape his law?
那所以呢，我们把这个奴隶制度现在有一个奴隶这个词要有一个中肯的一个看法
So we need to have a more accurate definition on this word slavery
但是呢我们要感谢神为什么我们的主人是个好主人
But we still have to give thanks to our Lord because our Lord is a good Lord
你知道过去圣经里面也讲到啊就是说今天没有那么多时间当你遇到一个好主人的时候呢，这个奴隶他是不想离开的。
So and the Bible also said that if a slave met a good lord, like good house owner, usually the slave would not go, you know, like away from him.
甚至他就是像儿子一样在家里。
So and then he can't even become like a son in the house.
那我们也看看圣经里面一个例子，我们放到创世纪十五章。
So we can look at one example in.Genesis 15.
十五章呢，我们看看亚伯拉罕这个好主人的一个例子。
We will see this good owner. Like
我们就读两三节圣经呢，看到，如果你遇到这样一个好主人呢，那你就赚了。
So we just read a couple verses. If you meet a good lord, then you are.
这是以后耶和华在异象中，犹华对亚伯拉罕说：“亚伯拉罕，你不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌，必大大的赏赐你。”亚伯兰说主耶和华呀我既物资你还赐我什么呢并且要承受我家业的是大马色人伊利一谢亚伯拉罕又说你没有给我儿子那生在我家中的人就是我的后世
So after this the word of God came to Abram in a vision Do not afraid Abram I am your shield your very great reward But Abram said Oh sovereign Lord what can you give me since I remain childlessAnd the one who will inherit my estate is Eliezer the Damascus. And Abraham said, "You have given me no children, so the servant in my household will be my heir."
什么意思？亚伯拉罕就是没有儿子，而且这个仆人呢，生在他家里面，他们就关系很好。他就说，这个就是我的后世，我一切都就给他了。
So what does it mean? So Abraham has no children. So this person, this slave, was born in his household.And this person is going to inherit all the things that he had.
其实这个就是表现了一个当时的这个奴隶制度下面一个好的主人跟仆人互动的一个关系。
It actually represents a good examples of a slave that under a good owner.
所以这个主人仆人呢，他是把权力完全交给主人。
So as a servant, the slave, they give all the rights to the owner.
所以呢，这个主人就负责他一切的饮食，所有的事情。
So the owner will be responsible for all his, you know, the food and living expenses and all that.
大家明白吗？我们做神的仆人呢，就是说你要把权力要交给神。
So you understand? As a servant of God, you have to give up all your rights to Him.
所以这不是说你是牧师还是教会服事不服事，你把权力有没有交给神
？So it's not about whether you are pastor or whether you are doing things for the church. It's that whether you have given all your rights back to Him.
权力交给神的时候呢，你就要听他的。
When you give all the authorities to Him, you listen to Him.
所以你读圣经的时候呢，不要觉得这句我要听，那句我不听，那。他不是你的主。
So when you read the Bible, do not you know pick and choose the verse that you want to you know listen. So he won't be able to be your Lord.
如果他是你的主呢，你就要都要听。So, 你明白仆人和奴隶和主人的关系是这个关系。
So if he's truly your Lord, you have to listen to everything that he says. That is the right relationship that you should have.
当一个奴隶如果他不听主人的话呢，他出去立刻就会。出大麻烦。
So as a slave, if he does not listen to the owner, as soon as he step out, he will be met with great problems.
就像曾经有个美国的大使在日本啊，他做了，触犯了日本的法律，在街上面做了什么坏事，他立刻日本人就把他丢监狱了。本来他美国的大使，你日本人要很尊敬的，对吧？你做美国总统交给你的事就可以了。
So there was a U.S. ambassador ambassador in Japan. He did something like quite bad in Japan, some illegal things in Japan, and he was put into the Japanese prison. So as an ambassador who should be respected, you should do the things that your government asks you to do. Not
但是呢，如果你做你的总统交给你的事情，不触犯对方的法律，日本人对你做任何的事情，整个美国就要 back up。
So if you do the things that you're supposed to do for your government, so if the Japanese government put any hands on you, the whole America, the whole U.S. government will come and rescue you.
大家明白吗？
Do you understand that?
如果你是神的仆人，
if、
你不要出了神的这个权柄范围，谁要对你不满，神就出手了。
So do you understand that? Like as a child, I mean a servant of God, if you do not step out His protection, you're doing illegal things outside His protection. Protection. If anything happens to you, God is going to raise up His hand and help you.
那你有时候你说我们基督徒有时候在这种那种事情发生，有时候因为你出了神的放权柄范围了，所以说圣经上有一句话，你给撒旦留了地步。
So that's why things will happen in a Christian life. You know, you have this problem, that have a problem, because you are already step out the protection of our God. So that's why the Bible says, "Do not 什么？
不要给撒旦。
Do not leave a gap for the enemy.
Do not give a foothold.
Foothold for the enemy. Yes.
所以这大家明白这个主人和仆人的关系吗
？So do you understand the relationship between the owner and the slave?
还有一个。你说，哎呦，我做神的仆人，神叫我做的，我做不到怎么办
？So as a servant of God, you may ask Him, "What if I cannot do the things that God wants me to do?"
那你知道吗？如果一个主人要他的仆人做事情呢，他会不会给他所有的工具
？So let me ask you a question. If the owner asks you to do something, do you think he will give you all the equipment that you should have?
如果我要是跟别人签个合同，他来给我做事呢，他要带自己的工具，对不对
？So if I sign a contract with a other person, the person is supposed to bring his own equipment and tools, right?
所以你如果不是神的仆人，你要为神做事情，你要带自己的工具。
So if you
自己的工具先进不先进，你不知道。
So if you are not a servant of God and you want to work for God, you have to bring your own equipment.
你的先进的工具，这个不好的时候，你这个兵器不好的，那个撒旦打仗，你自己倒霉。
So if your tools and equipment are not up to date, and you are fighting with the enemies, you're gonna be in big trouble.
所以为什么就是当你是神的仆人的时候，神怎么样？神要给你，你是他的奴隶，他一定要给你所有的工具，
so,
因为你没有工具。
So if you are a servant of God, a slave of God, God is going to provide all the tools and equipment that you need.
所以你在服侍神的过程里面，你不要说我没恩赐，我没这个的。No. 你必须要知道你是一个 slave.
So that's why when you work for God, like, you do not say, oh, I don't have this gifting, I don't have that. You have to know that you are the slave of God. He's going to give you.
所以我们为什么要谦卑？So tomorrow, we need to be humble.
So, as Tamara said, we need to be humble. 我们要前面用 Tamara 刚才讲的。
所以呢，在服侍神的时候，你不要老觉得自己很厉害。
So when you serving God, do not think you are so good.
I'm a servant.
我是个仆人。
你明白了吗？神要给你所有的工具。
Do you understand? So God is going to give you all the equipment that you need.
所以你有没有借口不服侍神
？So do you have any excuse not to serve？
哦，圣灵的恩赐都赐给你，先知恩赐这个都赐给你。
God has given you all the gifting of the Holy Spirit, like gifting of prophecies and all that.
那所以呢，这就是神的仆人。
So this is the servant of God.
你把权力交给神。
Give your rights to Him.
你做他要你做的。
Do what He asks you to do.
你做不到的时候，问他要工具。
If you cannot do it, ask him for the tools and equipment.
你不要问我要工具。
Don't ask me for the tools.
我太太说，哟，你好像恩赐很有限啊。我说是，我的恩赐很有限。
So my wife always said, oh, it seems that you have very limited giftings.
And I say, 我神是无限的，神就给他们所有的工具了。Hallelujah.
But God is limitless. He's going to give all the equipment for us.
大家明白吗？这个要应谁的额呢？是仆人奴隶的额。
So do you understand whose seal is going to be on the servant of God?
所以呢，我们今天就来真正的来回到这个神的面前说，你要向前说，主啊，我要做你的仆人。
So coming back to him and telling him that I want to be your servant, Lord.
那我们不仅仅是仆人呢，也是儿子。
Not only servant, but we are also sons.
就像亚伯拉罕一样。
Just like Abraham.
怪不得神和亚伯拉罕立约，因为亚伯拉罕有神的心。
So that's why God made a covenant with Abraham because he has a heart of the Lord.
他要把仆人当儿子。
He wants to treat his slave as a son.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
我们不但是儿子，还是仆人啊。
We're not only sons, but also.
大家要不要神来这个？印在我们的头上啊！不管以后四年发生什么东西，不管以后十年发生什么东西，我们要生的印在我们的额上。
No matter what is going to happen in the next 4 years, next 10 years, we need to have the seal of God put it on our forehead.
好的，我们呢，让阿文带我们和这个教授啊，就是刚才那首歌呢，做一个回应的诗歌。
So we will ask Joshua and Alvin to
特别的来隐藏在主大能的翅膀下面。
To sing the
song. 完了，有时间我们就有一个回应。
To sing the song that we just sang earlier. So if we have time, we will share later on.
最后一个。
Thank you.
Let you be our Lord.
我们在凡事上愿意做我们的主。
And we are willing to listen to your voice and obey.
我愿意听你的声音，跟从你。
We are willing
顺服你。
That you change our life.
我们知道这一切的顺服会改变我们的生命。
You renew our life.
来更新我们的生命。
Mold our life.
来塑造我们的生命。
And make our life to be strong and pure.
让我们的生命变得更加的坚实，更加的
坚固，More like Jesus.
更加的纯洁，更加的像耶稣。
Lord, we know you said your sheep knows your voice.
主啊，你说你的羊认得你。
In the storms, you will speak to us.
在这个暴风雨中，你会对我们说话。
Lord, we know that we are going to be safe under your wings.
主啊，我们知道在你翅膀荫下，我们会得救。
No matter there are storms.
无论是怎样的暴风雨
No matter the flood
无论是怎样的洪水
We are safe
我们安全安然在你里面
And we are going to experience miracle after miracle
我们将经历神迹一个接着一个
Because you are God of miracle
因为你是神迹的神
You will protect our health
你保守我们的健康。
You are going to protect our finance.
你保守我们的经济。
Even if there is problems, but you will fix.
即使有困难，你也会解决。
The Lord, we trust in you.
主，我们信靠你。
We are 100% we trust you.
我们百分百信靠你。
In our Lord Jesus' name.
你奉我们耶稣的名祷告。